I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations top official in Sudan says the country's warring generals have agreed to send representatives for negotiations, which could potentially take place in Saudi Arabia. He told the press on Monday the talks would first focus on establishing a, quote, stable and reliable ceasefire, but he said they still face daunting challenges, including having the military and the rapid support forces abide by the shaky truce. Humanitarian groups are trying to restore the flow of help in Sudan, where millions were already relying on international aid, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The UN Food Agency says it's ending the temporary suspension of its operations in Sudan, put in place after three of its team members were killed in the war-wrecked Darfur region. However, aid movements face risks and logistical difficulties. The World Food Programme will resume food distribution in four provinces, working in areas where security permits, and the International Committee of the Red Cross has flown in medical supplies for hospitals overwhelmed by the violence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The White House says it now estimates just since December, Russia has suffered 100,000 casualties, including more than 20,000 killed, as Ukraine has rebuffed a heavy assault in eastern Ukraine.
The only area where Russia has made some incremental gains, and I want to focus on the word incremental, is in Bakhmut. And that really holds, as we've said before, very little strategic value for Russia. The capture of Bakhmut would absolutely not alter the course of the war in Russia's favor.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Russia is struggling to encircle the city of Bakhmut in the face of a strong Ukrainian defense.